So, the glory of patience. Hallelujah. You know, there is something in life, and patience is an essential part of everything that make us to exist. Patience. Patience in growing from childhood to adulthood. Patience in planting and reaping. Patience in everything in life. So the word patience is part of us in life. And this morning, I want to show us, you know I went in different ways according to what the Holy Spirit brought to my mind, you know. So, but I believe the Lord will impact your heart this morning by the word, you know, and will grant you an engracement for empowered patience for life. Amen. Hallelujah. James 5:8, it says, be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord is near. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, patience is referred to as the due process. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's referred to the due process required for anything meaningful. If there has to be anything meaningful to be accomplished, if there has to be anything meaningful to acquire, if there has to be anything meaningful to achieve, patience is a due process.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah! Every due process is in the power of patience. So patience can be considered as the natural timing of God. The natural timing of God for everything that encompasses everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Thessalonians 3:5, it says, and the Lord directs your heart into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. You know, nobody knows the day of his coming, only God himself knows. But we are all patiently waiting. You know, right from when I was a teenager, I was even attending a church that believed so much in rapture that I bet you, if you are in school, you just give up schooling because of the way rapture was being preached. If you have a business, man, you could as well just maybe close up, because man, rapture can happen anytime. And people were doing different things. I saw somebody doing engineering in school and he stopped schooling because they believe, man, is going to be wasted anyway, because that rapture might come anytime. You know, but here we are. Rapture has not happened yet. Look at that long patience. Okay, so patience is required in waiting for the coming of the Lord. So we are waiting the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be patient, because he is still coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you have a reason to be alive, you lack the reason to be cut off before your time.
Yes, sir.
If you have the reason to be alive, I bet you, you lack the reason to fail your aspirations. So your aspirations, your desires are in the power of patience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So hope is a magnet of help. Hope attracts the help of God as long as your hope is in place. And you see, hope and patience cannot be divorced. They are married together. So as long as your hope is in place, your help is on the way. You have not lost. If you have not lost hope, your help is on the way.
Amen.
Your help is on the way.
Amen.
For all your aspirations, your help is on the way.
Amen.
For all your desires, your help is on the way.
Amen.
Amen. So hope is a tonic for health and life. To be hopeless is to be helpless. So to be hopeless is to be helpless. So people that do not have patience will end up to crash, because what you are looking for requires patience. And patience is needed to achieve the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Hallelujah. Psalm 42:11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? O thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. You see, this verse inspired something in me that shifted something when it comes to believing God for your healing and health. He says, for you will praise him who is the health of your life, the health of your countenance, the health of your body, the health of your life. So God is the health of our life and our God. So as long as God is our God, is the health of our body. Hallelujah. So the glory of patience is in the hope of glory in time and God's timing. The glory of patience is in the hope of glory in time. The hope of glory. The hope of glory. Jesus is the hope of our glory in life, that we shall live and not die. Jesus is the hope of our glory, that we shall accomplish our heart's desires and aspiration. So as long as you are in Christ, he is the hope of our glory in life. Hallelujah. James 5:7, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and later rain. So in planting, in seeding, I bet you cannot be in a hurry. Some seeds are planted and you can only see them come up out of the ground after years. Hallelujah. And some seeds are planted and they shoot up within a few days or weeks, depending on the nature of the seed. So what are you hoping for? What are you impatient for? Are you impatient for something bigger than you? You've got to wait. Don't be in a hurry to achieve something bigger than you. You've got to be patient, but you've got to be consistent. You've got to keep moving. You've got to keep walking. Hallelujah. So patience is described as the glory in waiting. Where tribulation works, patience. Patience leads to experience. Experience produces hope. And hope does not make ashamed. Hallelujah. Hope does not make ashamed. What you are believing God for is still coming. It does not matter what anybody think. What you are aspiring for is still coming. It doesn't matter what anybody think, because hope does not make ashamed. You are believing for it. You are hoping for it. It does not make ashamed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope. So because you are... Have you seen somebody that because he's believing God for something and you're just rejoicing as if you have it already? You are believing, but you are rejoicing. People cannot see sadness on your face. They cannot see anything that is depressing on you because you are hoping for something as if you already have it. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. I want to say that there is no hope that can be complete, or patience that can be complete, without prayer. In patience, the patience time is inclusive in prayerfulness. In patience time is included in prayerfulness. Hallelujah. So patience is seen as a virtue that allows people to endure hardship without frustration or anger, trusting that something good will come from the experience. Something good is coming from my patience. From my patience, something good is coming from me. You know, I know somebody within a year and a change of coming to Canada I bet you. You know, she started with a customer service job. Okay, after the customer service, she got another graduated one. I see customer service. Okay, and then all of a sudden, she got a job as a manager just within a year of coming to Canada. Not that she was a manager before. No, you know, but God just did it that way. What am I saying? Patience has different ways of expression. The expression of patience is an individual. Your individual resilience. Your resilience for patience will determine the extent of your reach for your aspiration. Hallelujah! In Hebrews 6:15, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. You see, patience. Just be patient, but keep doing the right thing. Just be patient, but keep moving forward.
Yes, sir.
Just be patient, but keep going on.
Yes,
hallelujah!
Amen.
Because it is a patience, according to Isaiah, I think 40, 28, 29, it is in patience that you are walking. Some are walking. It is in patience that some are running.
Yes.
It is still the same patience. It is in the same patience that some are flying.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. Hallelujah. Patience is essential for every aspiration of our lives. Hallelujah. But the Bible says it right down here. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the desire of his heart, the aspiration of his soul. Every desire and aspiration of your heart can be achieved by patience.
Yeah.
Every desire and aspiration of your heart can be achieved by patience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke 21:19. In your patience, possess your heart desire.
Amen.
In your patience, achieve the aspiration of your soul.
Amen.
In your patience, possess your souls.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Patience is also considered as a fruit of the Holy Spirit and a sign of spiritual maturity that strengthens character, deepens faith, and enhances our hope. You see, patience is part of what makes our hope to be powerful. You see, that's your hope that you have. Patience empowers your hope for manifestation and glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Galatians 2:5-22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians 5:14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Be patient toward all men. So it's a fruit of the Spirit to be patient. So being patient for everything is not to be despised. It is an empowerment of the Spirit that makes the end of your aspiration to be justified, that makes the end of your desires to manifest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the glory of patience is inconsistency, perseverance, dedication, commitment, and trust in God. The glory of patience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the title of our message this morning. The glory of patience is in consistency. To be consistent in working hard, to be consistent in being the best in what you do. Don't slack down. To continue to persevere, to continue to be dedicated to the course of your aspiration. So if you are in school, keep moving forward, Keep improving on your skills. Keep improving and doing the best to achieve the best goal and the best call according to your aspiration. So your dedication is required. Commitment and your trust in God cannot be underestimated. Trust in God. You see, many people, they take hold of every other world, and then when it comes to God, they want to discriminate against God. They don't know that God, He is the one that upholds all things by the word of His power. According to Colossians 1:16, the Bible says, by Him were all things created in the heavens and the earth, visible and invisible, thrones, dominion, principalities, and power. All things were made by Him and for Him. And without Him was nothing made that was made. Hallelujah. And in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not. Hallelujah. Amen. Our commitment and dedication cannot be subtracted from our life of patience and trust in God. So patience is resilience for both internal and external outflow and expression of your real self. So you see, your real self, it is in the time of patience that we know the real you. It is in the time of patience that we know who we are actually, what we are made of. Hallelujah. Be real to yourself in the time of patience. Be real. Be real to yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Be real. Be real to yourself in the time of patience. For the glory of patience to manifest its perfect work in your life. So we have to be real for the glory of patience to manifest its perfect work in our lives. So the confession of your mouth in time of patience is a verdict for your subsequent experience and the manifestation of your life. The confession of your mouth, what you say with your mouth in the time of your patience, in the time of your waiting, is a verdict for the ultimate manifestation of your life. Hallelujah! Amen. Where you see yourself today is where you find yourself tomorrow. Where do you see yourself now? Okay, now is good for now, but your aspiration to become a superstar, a football superstar, a basketball superstar, your aspiration that you have in you to become a medical doctor, to become a lawyer, to become an engineer, to become a computer software developer. That aspiration is for your tomorrow, right? So where you see yourself now is in the imagination of your aspiration of your tomorrow that you're going to achieve your self-actualization. Hallelujah! Don't make an irrational decision because you are in a hurry. Let the due process of God metamorphosize it into your actualization. Don't be in a hurry to make the wrong decision because you are not ready to be patient. Patience at its due process. Okay, I know somebody, because of lack of patience, they buy a big house because their friends bought a big house. So they went and bought the same big house. And then all of a sudden, they just realized that they cannot meet up. Big house, because your friend bought a big house, is not a good idea. You know, because somebody shared something to me about that recently, and I felt so bad. I was thinking of every way that I could help the person, you know. But still, I don't know how. Because, man, it is too much. She went in for something too big. If it were a little bit just smaller, yes, it would be manageable, even with the dropping interest rate right now. But she went for something too big, and then it doesn't make sense right now. But may God have mercy on her. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And say, open a door for her. Amen. So that she doesn't lose that deposit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The time of your studies for a new career He is the process to acquire the skill set for your next level. You see, the patience time to acquire the skill set for your next level is still by continuous dedication, making the right moves, keep working hard, keep moving on. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a reason and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Hallelujah, there is a reason for everything. And a purpose, the purpose of God must be accomplished for everything, everything in life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
James 1:4, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So in the perfection of the actualization of our lives, is the perfection that God is doing in the patience time of waiting and of seeing things gradually, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, you know, just gradually. In that time, the Bible says, God has a perfect work for your patience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So patience has the power of emancipation of times and seasons. Patience is what makes the times and seasons of life to be a reality. Hallelujah. Patience has the power of liberation from servitude or servanthood to masterhood. The power of seeds planting to bearing fruits is in the power of patience. Patience is the power of emancipation from childhood to teenage years and from teenagehood to adulthood. Patience is the power of the emancipation of the nations from dependence to independence or from colonization to decolonization. The moon's ability to reflect sunlight is through a process called diffuse reflection. It's a process of patience and undistracted focus for the moon to be able to manifest the light of the sun. Hallelujah. And God, and God upholding the world with all its iniquity, it's in the power of patience that God is upholding all things, the world, with all the iniquity in the world, and he did not destroy it. It's in the power of his patience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians 3, for charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity vaunts not itself, not puffed up. In essence, the glory of patience is both in strength it builds within and the hopeful outcome it nurtures through enduring and trusting the process of waiting. The process of waiting cannot be underestimated. Hallelujah, or cannot be overemphasized. Abraham and Sarah waited 25 years for the fulfillment of God's promise of his son. Their patient trust was rewarded with the birth of Isaac, demonstrating that faith and patience can bear fruit. Joseph endured betrayals by his brothers, slavery, false accusation, and imprisonment for over 13 years. Patiently, he was patiently waiting for over 13 years. His steadfast faithfulness eventually led him to become the second in command in Egypt, showing how patience transforms suffering into victory. The third example, Job maintained his faith and patience through extreme trials and loss, trusting God, even when he didn't understand the suffering. His patience brought restoration and greater blessings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the last one, or second to the last one, David patiently waited many years to become king while fleeing persecution by Saul, respecting God's timing and authority rather than rushing to claim power prematurely. Moses led the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness, patiently guided them despite hardship and doubt, ultimately bringing them towards the land of promise. Hannah pray patiently for a child. And her faith led to the birth of Samuel, who she dedicated to God's service. Hallelujah. So this story shows that the glory of patience lies in faithful endurance, trusting God's promises, and ultimately receiving blessings and fulfillment beyond immediate understanding. Patience is the Bible in active faithfulness, rooted in hope and trust that God's timing is perfect. In summary, patience is a spiritual virtue. As a spiritual vessel, is the grace empowering believers to endure, trust, and grow in faith while waiting for God's timing and purpose to unfold. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we rise to our feet as we begin to bless the name of the Lord? I believe the word that has gone forth has impacted our hearts. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's begin to appreciate God for his faithfulness, for his goodness, for the glory of patience in our lives.